So I was in a shady part of town just the other night, and so I went into a restaurant and I hung my hat and my coat up. I sat down, I ordered a steak and a salad and all kinds of neat things. And you know what? After it arrived, the steak and the salad, I noticed a sign that said, "Watch your coat and hat, because people steal stuff here." So I sat there watching my coat and hat, and finally I got tired of it and I thought I better eat, and I looked down, somebody stole my steak. Hey, just sharing with you, liberals, we don't like them very much. You got to vote them out, the CSSA in Canada. That stands, of course, for the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. They've had a whole bunch of bumper stickers made. I kind of like them. Liberals, vote them out. I got harsher things to say than that, but those are pretty neat anyway. And a lot of people are requesting them, putting them on the backs of the cars, on the windows, and everywhere they can, and vote them out. I guess so. Whoever voted them in, I didn't know we had so many dumb people in Canada. I guess we do somewhere. Hopefully now they've all moved away. Vote them out. They shouldn't be in. Whoever is voted in, tell them to be conservative. A lot of the conservative people within the Conservative Party in Canada, they kind of have a different translation of that word than most of us folks. So change them, talk to them. We got to have conservative stuff. The federal environmental minister in Canada, she's a lady, Catherine McKenna. And you know, she's a typical liberal commie kind of person. I'm still talking about Canada, of course. Recently, she said, "I have no time for political adversaries." I don't pronounce stuff well. Just hang on. We're going to have a lesson. I got it now. You figure it out, who don't believe that climate change is real. In other words, she has an opinion. Everybody's got to go with my opinion, or I don't have any time for you. You don't have any time for me, really? I don't believe. I think it's a hoax. You don't have any time for me, but I'm a taxpayer. I'm a Canadian. I'm kind of here hanging out. And you say, "Hey, I got this job." Well, pardon me, it's not a job. It's a position, because you get paid for the rest of your life, pensions and everything else. I have this position, and I don't have time for you because you don't agree with what I say. That's typical liberal kind of behavior, and it's bad. Here's a man in Texas. He's been sentenced to 50 years in prison for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas. Fajitas, not cash, fajitas. Fajitas eventually become cash when you work at a restaurant and you steal the fajitas instead of taking the money. You're kind of taking the money, right? He's 53 years old. He pled guilty to theft, and he got sentenced to 50 years. Sounds a little harsh. Recently, I had a woman that worked for me who stole from me. She was a secretary, and she defrauded a bunch of money, misappropriated a bunch of money. And so we've sued her now. We had most of the money back. There was like $1.2 million or something out of this one account, quite a startling amount. And she took it upon herself to give it to somebody else. Again, we got that back. And at the end of the day, she still kind of got us for $60,000 or $70,000. So we've sued her in the civil courts, you know, criminal matters and so on. But the police, I wish we had police in Canada like we do in Texas. Hey, because to even get them to do the criminal charges, they're finally doing it. But wow, talk about a struggle. You got to go down and say, "Come on, she stole computers. She stole all kinds of stuff. We got it all on video. Get with the program." "Oh, it's a civil matter." I said, "But it isn't. Come on, come on." I mean, I'll just go into the brick warehouse or someplace, Best Buy, and I'll grab a couple of computers and walk out. Is that okay? "Oh, no, you can't do that. We'd charge you." And I said, "Well, of course, you charge me, but you don't charge her." Good news is they're finally doing that. It is a criminal matter. Hopefully she'll go to jail. But again, when I read something like this, which is kind of justice, a little extreme, 50 years for stealing fajitas, I get it. But certainly they acted. We like people who act in Canada. Is there a broken system? Got this out of a local newspaper recently. Why is almost half of Canada's prison population, people in jail, Indian? Indigenous, native, there's so many words, Indian. Why? And there's different stats on that. I mean, it goes from 20% up to 50%, but in any event, they're saying almost half. It's a broken system. Why is that? I know, because they're criminals. They broke the law. Pretty simple. Does it matter what color you are? I don't think so. You should go to jail if you break the law. If it's a serious thing, I mean, don't go to jail if it's not that serious, I guess. But that's up to the judge. It's up to the courts. What's the problem here? Libs, we need to empower women. We got to fight against rape and bad men. Gender equality, that's all you hear in a lot of countries, but in Canada in particular lately, that's all you hear. Gender equality, they use the word gender all the time. Queers and steers, that's kind of who's running the country in Canada now. Well, I say well, because how do they defend themselves? They can't. Legally, a woman can't even have pepper spray in Canada. You can't have mace. You certainly can't have a gun. Teach women self-defense. Concealed carry, escape tactics and all that other neat stuff, and now you got equality. How dare these liberal goofs talk about gender equality when they've taken that away, and there's a rape in Canada every 17 minutes. That's true, 17 minutes, that's a reported rape. So it's probably half of that would you throw into the mix of people who don't report it. And you got the government always bragging about this, you know, equality thing. And blah, 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 blah. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.